नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। रेपिंग अ चाइल्ड अंडर द एज ऑफ 12 इज पनिशेबल बाय डेथ नाउ इन इंडिया। Following the huge outrage over the gang rape and murder of an 8-year-old in Kathua, the Union Cabinet on Saturday approved the promulgation of an ordinance to allow courts to award death penalty to those convicted of raping children up to 12 years of age. Gujarat High Court acquitted former BJP Minister Mayaben Kodnani of all charges in the controversial 2002 Naroda Patia massacre case. The court on Friday set aside an earlier conviction by a special court, which had sentenced her to 28 years of imprisonment. In an unprecedented move, leaders of seven opposition parties submitted an impeachment motion against Chief Justice of India Deepak Mishra to Rajya Sabha Chairman Venkaiah Naidu. Addressing in press conference, Leader of Opposition in the Upper House Ghulam Nabi Azad on Friday said the notice had the signature of 71 MPs, seven of whom have retired since it was signed. A burning youth wing leader allegedly admitted to burning down the Rohingya refugee camp in New Delhi on the intervening night of April 14 and 15. The All India Muslim Majlis-e-Mushawarat on Thursday wrote to Delhi Police Chief Commissioner Amulya Patnaik seeking a probe against BJP youth wing leader Manish Chandela. 28-year-old Swedish musician Avicii was found dead in Oman. Considering often to be one of the pioneers of the electronic dance music EDM genre, Avicii's death is currently being investigated by the Omani police. The occasion was celebratory, with the mood somber, in Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu sat on a day-long fast on his birthday on April 20, protesting against the injustice meted out to the Andhra Pradesh. The Aam Aadmi Party has a new voice these days, and it is not that of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, but of his deputy Manish Sisodia. With Kejriwal increasingly maintaining a low profile, his education minister has taken on the task of voicing the Delhi government's grievances and spearheading the battle against the centre. Actor Ranbir Kapoor said that he believes that the notion of masculinity has to be changed in order to bring about empowerment of women. At least four people died when a nearly nude gunman opened fire at the Waffle House restaurant near Nashville, Tennessee, early on Sunday. According to the police, the death toll could have been higher if not for action by a 29-year-old hero who snatched away the shooter's AR-15 assault-type rifle. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday warned all elected members and ministers of the BJP to steer clear of making controversial statements to the media and not to give the latter any more masala. Former Chief Justice and activist Rajinder Singh Sachar passed away in Delhi at the age of 94. He is credited with the Sachar report, which brought to the fore the socio-economic and educational conditions of the Muslim community in India. Time for some opinion, agree or disagree. To begin with, the choice of Prasoon Joshi as host of PM Modi's Bharat Ki Baat Sabke Saath held in UK last week was not a very smart decision. Inappropriate because he was part of the BJP's 2014 campaign, thereby carrying the self-limiting tag of an in-house anchor. Bollywood superstar Amitabh Bachchan started a row after he told media persons to not discuss disgusting matters such as rape upon being asked to comment on the recent incidents in Kathua, Surat and Unnao. In the backdrop of such current incidents, is silence really the best form of expressing dissent? Lastly, according to a report by the Association for Democratic Reforms and the National Election Watch, Bharatiya Janata Party has the highest number of MPs and MLAs facing cases of crimes against women. Watch out to find more. That's all for today's news18.com's Daybreak. Do stay with us for tomorrow's news18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.